The patients were already gone, of course. He'd had them out of their beds and down the stairs at the first bray of the smoke detector, at the first whiff of smoke. A number of orderlies, gutless wonders, and he knew who each of them was, oh yes, and a complete report would be made when the time came, had fled with the sick folk, but five had stayed, including his personal assistant, Jack London. Gangley was proud of them, although one could not have told it from his hectoring voice as he skated up and down in the thickening smoke. "Get the papers, do you hear? You better, by all the gods that ever walked or crawled, you better!" A red glare shot in through the window. Some sort of weapon, for it blew in the glass wall that separated his office from the ward and set his favorite easy chair a-smolder. Gangley ducked and skated under the laser beam, never slowing. "Ganadam!" cried one of the orderlies. He was a Hume, extraordinarily ugly, his eyes bulging from his pale face. "What in the hell was the—" "Never mind," Gangley bawled. "Never mind what it was, you piss-faced clown. Get the papers, get my motherfucking papers!" From somewhere in front, the mall, came the hideous approaching clang and yowl of some rescue vehicle. "Stand clear," Gangley heard. "This is Fire Response Team Bravo." Gangley had never heard of such a thing as Fire Response Team Bravo. But there was so much they didn't know about this place. Why, he could barely use a third of the equipment in his own surgical suite. Never mind the thing that mattered right now. Before he could finish his thought, the gas pods behind the kitchen blew up. There was a tremendous roar, seemingly from directly beneath them, and Gangley Tristram was thrown into the air, the metal wheels on his roller skates spinning. The others were thrown as well, and suddenly the smoky air was full of flying papers. Looking at them, knowing that the papers would burn, and he would be lucky not to burn with them, a clear thought came to Dr. Gangley. The end had come early.